Hey friends, welcome to Discover Land today. It's Pastor Chris. And we're going to worship and praise God this morning in music. So stand up, let's sing to God.
Wow! Oh wow! Shout wow! Jesus can do anything. Wow! Oh wow! Shout wow! Jesus can do anything.
Get some people to help us out.
Or I like that idea. Who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got the wiggle wiggles.
Who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got the wiggle wiggles.
If you got the wiggle wiggles, come on, get your wiggles out.
Wiggles, get your wiggles out. Everybody shake and shout. That's wiggle, get your wiggles out. We're dancing all the
tired, me too. I think we should all sit down together.
Ooh, yeah.
How about it? Let's do it.
One, two, three, sit down!
Ah, ah.
Welcome! It's good to see your smiling faces out there. And I have an idea. On the count of three, I want you to shout out your name. All right? So I can hear who's with me today. All right? One, two, three. Oh, it's so cool that you're here today. I'm glad you joined us. We've got something really neat that we want to talk about. It's a special weekend. We're going to do things a little differently than we usually do because it's time to remember and celebrate. God is awesome, and we want to celebrate what he's done in our lives. So, God did some great things in our time together over the past couple weeks. If you've been watching, if not, ask mom and dad to go back and see some of the cool things that we've talked about. And I bet God has done some cool things in your life in the last couple of weeks too. Because God just didn't work in Bible times. He works even today. So we can celebrate every single day how awesome God is. So think about your family. Think about your friends. Think about your neighborhood. I think there's probably a reason you could celebrate and tell God how amazing he is. So, it's time to get started. Let's stand up. All right, good. Let's crouch back down. Let's stand up. Let's crouch back down. All right. When I say remember, I want all of you to jump as high as you can and yell out, celebrate. Okay, so when I say remember, I want you to jump and go celebrate. All right, you got it? Ready? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Remember, celebrate. Remember, celebrate. Awesome. Great job, friends. Excellent. Oh, I'm glad we get to celebrate together. So we're going to remember what we talked about in the last few weeks. You know what? This reminds me of a time when, from the people of Israel, when they would stop and celebrate and remember what God has done. They would stop what they normally did every day and have a festival or a party and give honor and glory to God. One of the festivals that God's people would celebrate was the Feast of the Harvest. When they had gathered all their food that they had grown, they would celebrate the Feast of the Harvest, and they'd make all sorts of special dishes from the food that God had provided for them. And they would celebrate with their family, they would celebrate with their friends, and hey, what are some of the things that God provides for you? What are some of the things that God provides for us? Anybody got any ideas? Do you have an idea? That's a good reason to celebrate. God provides so much. He provides for us in abundant ways. There's a big word, friends, abundant. Any ideas? Ooh, I think some of you are really close. Abundance means there's a lot of something, a whole bunch of it. And if we were to say there was an abundant amount of sunshine, that would mean the sun is shining all day, right? If we would say we have an abundance of food, that would mean our plates were piled really high. So when the people gathered to tell God, thank you for the abundant harvest of food, they celebrated by saying, thank you for being our God and being in relationship with us. And they would show gratitude and celebrate him as their God, and they would remember and celebrate how awesome God is. So, as we get started, let's take a moment and pray and thank God. We can celebrate by praying. Let's do it together. I'll lead. God, thanks so much for giving us so many good things. God, help us remember and help us celebrate the things that you've done for us and the things that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I've set up a special game today, and we've got a special friend that's gonna help us remember everything we've been learning about in the big God story. It's Hamilton! Hey, buddy, how are you today? Yeah, really? I'm ready to play a game too. Excellent. Okay, so this is a matching game, Hamilton, and I've got my cards laid out on the table. And so I'm going to pick one, and then you're going to pick the other one, and we'll see if they match. All right? Okay, let's do it. Okay, I'm going to pick this one right here. All right, it's your turn. You pick out one, see if you can make it a match. So I picked up a raven. Okay. So let's see if Hamilton picked up a raven. Which one do you want to pick up? Is that a raven? All right, try again. See if you can find one that matches. Okay. You want to? Oh, okay. Hey, we made a match. Good job, Hamilton. It's a raven. And a raven is a bird. Do you remember what part of the Big God story had a raven in it? That's right. God sent food to a man named Elijah. And who brought the food? It was the ravens. Caw-caw! God cared for Elijah by sending ravens to bring him food. And then Elijah cared for a woman by asking God to provide bread. And God created a miracle, provided bread, and also brought her son back to life. Wow. And you know what? God did both of those things because God cares. All right, good job. We had the raven. Let's clear that off our board. Okay. Good job, Hamilton. All right, so let's think of something else. All right, I'm going to pick up this one. Ooh, it's a fancy dress. All right, Hamilton, think you can find a fancy dress? All right, I'll try that one. It is a fancy dress. Look at that, a hanger. That's what fancy dresses come on, isn't it, Hamilton? Yeah. Well, who in our Big God story wore a fancy dress? You're right, Hamilton. It was Esther. Esther had to put on a fancy dress to meet the king. And what did Esther become after she met the king? You're right again, Hamilton. She became the queen. God had a special plan to use Esther to get rid of a mean guy named Haman to save God's people, the Israelites. She was afraid, but she could trust God because she knew God was trustworthy. Good job, Hamilton. All right, so we had a raven. We had a fancy dress. Ooh, this is a fun game. This is time to celebrate. All right, let's pick another card. I'm going to pick up this card. What does that look like, Hamilton? Oh, a river. Yeah, a river. All right, let's see if we can find the other one. Is it this one? Nope, that's not a river. Is it this one? That's not a river either, but I think we saw that. Okay, let's try. There it is. Good job. Good job, Hamilton. You matched him, a river. Good job, Hamilton, you matched. Do you remember hearing about a river? Oh, that's right, a water. Who dipped himself in the river? That's right. We talked about Naaman, and God healed Naaman after he dipped into the river. How many times? Do you guys remember? Well, stand up. If you don't remember, it was 7 times. Let's count to 7. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times that Naaman dipped himself in the river and God healed him from his disease. Awesome. Good job, Hamilton. All right. Woo. All right. Let's pick out another card. I'm going to pick out this one. All right, Hamilton, it's your turn. You're going to pick out that one right next to it? You think that could be? Good job. It's a match. It's a giant fish. Huh. Where do we find fish? Oh, a flying fish, maybe. Where do we find fish? That's right, in water. And where did we hear about a giant fish? Huh. That's right. Do you remember? Yeah, it was in Jonah. Jonah disobeyed God and tried to run away. And there was a big storm and he got thrown overboard and swallowed by a big fish. And when he was inside the fish, he prayed to God for help. And he repented. He turned back to God. And God was gracious and had the fish spit him back out onto dry ground. And God gave Noah and God gave Jonah a second chance because he's gracious. Do you remember what gracious means? Huh. Oh, gracious means to show kindness to someone who doesn't deserve it, even if they're not doing the right thing or making bad choices. We learned that God is gracious. Ooh, a squeaky fish. All right, that's fun. Okay. Oh, we're almost out of cards, Hamilton. What do you think is next? I'm going to pick this one. And do you see it, friends? Yep. Okay. Pick this one. Okay. Do those match? Nope. All right, let's put that one back down. Let's try again. Let's pick this one. Yes, a shield. Huh. Do you remember a shield? Ooh, that's a fancy shield. Yeah. Was there? That's right. A battle that God helped win. Jehoshaphat was a good king who honored God and helped people know God even more. Even after King Jehoshaphat made bad choices and partnered with an evil king, God still provided for and protected Jehoshaphat and gave him victory because God is victorious. Ooh, that's fun. Oh, there's one more. I'll let you turn over both of them. All right. Oh, I think that's the Bible. Oh. Yes, good job, Hamilton. Oh, the Bible, God's word. We learned a story about a king finding a Bible. Finding God's word. That's right. It was Josiah. And Josiah became king when he was just little, but he grew up and wanted to see God's people turn back to him as the one true God. So he got rid of all the false gods, all the idols, restored the temple to make it beautiful. And when they were cleaning up, they found something very special. They found God's word. And King Josiah knew that God is righteous and deserves our worship. He helped God's people return to worshiping God. We learned that God is righteous. Pretty cool. Good job, Hamilton. Thanks for your help today. Oh, there's more? Oh, that's right. I need to tell them about that. Yeah. So God has given us many good things, many of the things we remembered and celebrated together. But now it's time for our blessing. When you receive your blessing, I tell you something that is true about God and the special person that God has made you to be. So, hold out your hands. All right, here's your blessing for today, friends. May you know that God loves and cares for you. He is your provider. That's awesome. All right, we'll see you next time. We've got some more of the Big God Story next week. See you later, friends.